Hey, welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 75, Ask and You Shall Receive. Show notes for this episode are available at gwtw.co/75. Are you launching a new product, looking to reimagine your brand, or wanting to find new ways to connect to and grow your audience? Chris Martin Studios can help by crafting storytelling systems of growth for those who dare to build a better world. Head to chrismartinstudios.com to see the latest goods produced, and while you're there, sign up for the weekly email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. It's a great way to stay connected not only with Chris Martin Studios, but also to meet awesome people changing the world. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. This spring, I have been learning a lot of lessons around the topic of getting comfortable asking for things. Recently, I taught a course called Professional Practices, and one of the features of the class was having guest speakers, either in person or virtually, and that required me to ask other people to participate. I asked over 20 people, and the vast majority said yes, resulting in a fair amount of guest speakers and exposure for students to amazing people. With this podcast, I have to ask people to be interviewed because I release an interview every week. That means that in order to make sure that I have content for each week, I need to be ahead of the week and almost be a month ahead of the process, which means I have to be consistently asking people if they're willing to be on the podcast. And at first, that was very difficult, and so I just asked my friends. That was the easy ask. But then I realized that I wanted to reach out to people that were in other parts of the country, people that were doing different things on different scales, which required the ask to change and morph over time. And it's taken a lot of time to really find the right ways to ask. With my business, there are a lot of asks. Asks come in many forms. It comes in the form of asking for more work, asking for deals, asking for meetings, publicity, attention. And if you're not asking, you're not really doing. You're not actually getting the work that you need. And so asking is fundamental to your job as an entrepreneur, as a creative professional. You need to be consistently asking so that you're not going to be stuck waiting for checks to come in, waiting for the money to hit your bank account, waiting for projects to come in. Asking is an effective way to make sure that you're doing the work you were born to do. Asking has been one of those topics that is the hardest for me to really understand. It's something that I have a hard time doing, especially when it comes to asking people for help. Recently, I had a friend come over and help me with some yard work. And I'm not talking about just mowing the lawn. I'm talking about clearing over 5 yards of debris into piles. And I mean, it was a Herculean effort. And as we were taking a break in the afternoon, he just smiled and said, "Chris, I've been waiting for you to ask me to help for 3.5 years. And that really got me thinking, 3.5 years, this guy has been waiting for me to ask. What other people in my life have been waiting for me to ask them for jobs, for help, to be a part of what I'm doing? If I'm not asking people, they're not necessarily going to invite themselves over. They're not going to invite themselves into the work that I'm doing. And so asking isn't just being selfish. Asking is giving an invitation to other people to enter into what you're doing. And so I want to share 5 ways that you can learn to ask other people for what you want and what you need. First, be specific by knowing exactly what you are asking for. This is something that I've played with a lot over the years, and I've sent emails before where I wasn't clear in the ask. I wasn't clear in what I was wanting people to act upon. But it wasn't until I saw something with Vanessa Van Edwards that she said, you have to be crystal clear in what you're asking for people so that you can make it easy for them to say yes. And this was in her Creative Live course, The Power of Negotiation, and it really stuck with me, being crystal clear in what you're asking for so that you can get them to say yes as quickly as possible so they don't have to think about what they have to do. You are making it easy for them to help you. Second, don't say no for other people. In Dream Year, a book by Ben Arment, he wrote that your job is to ask, their job is to say yes or no. I never really thought of it that way before, and oftentimes I wasn't asking people because I was expecting them to say no, and I was just making it easy for them. But you never know how people are going to respond unless you give them the opportunity to say yes or no. So your job is to ask for something crystal clear, and their job is to say yes or no. It is pretty simple if you really think about it, and I'm saying this to myself. Third, how will you respond when people ask you for things? It's not enough to always be asking people for what they can give to you, but being willing to give to other people's makes you not only a taker, but a giver. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in a second. Fourth, put your pride aside and be fearless in what you're asking for. You want to interview someone and you don't think that you have a shot in having them on your podcast or anything that you're doing? Be fearless and ask them anyway. If you want to do a video on someone and you aren't sure whether they're going to say yes because they're a name, they have a sense of celebrity, try anyway. Try to get through the gatekeepers, try to get to the people, and try to make that ask as clearly and fearlessly as possible. But that really takes time to know exactly what it is that you're asking and to not be afraid to think that who do you think you are? That's the worst question that you could ask yourself. You know, I'm just a guy who's interested in filmmaking or podcasting, and I really want to know what you do or why you do it or how you do it. There's nothing wrong with that. You're elevating them by being you. And I think if you aren't fearless, you're going to miss out on so much. Fifth and finally, identify the givers, takers, and exchangers in your life and strive to be an exchanger. In a recent book that I read called Networking is Dead, that concept was presented. It's about asking for what you need, but also giving to others and what they need, and creating that mutually beneficial relationship of give and take. That is what exchanging is about. John Maxwell calls that the partnership capacity. And he says that in order to build the partnership capacity, you're giving influence, ideas, and tools as resources. Influence is, who do I know that others should know? Ideas are, what do I know that they should know? And tools are, what do I use that they could use? By being an exchanger, you're able to operate in so many ways that is rich and fulfilling for not just yourself, but for other people. So in a lot of ways, when you ask, you're not only going to receive, but you're giving the opportunity to help others and to be enlightened by others. And it creates a beautiful symbiotic relationship with people that you would not have had if you had never asked. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? Send them to gwtw.co, where they can subscribe to Getting Work to Work, sign up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter, and find the various social media links should they want to be social with me. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work? Or maybe you need some advice? Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com. Whether you need advice, work, money, or even help, Nothing will change your life more than learning how to ask people for what you need. Not everyone is going to come through, but you'll be pleasantly surprised at what can and will happen. You just have to get over your pride and ask. That's all you have to do. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.